Good morning. It might not be true that all you need is love, but who can doubt that all of us and the whole world need much more kindness? Over the next few days, I'll be exploring themes from the Buddhist teachings on loving kindness as a quality we can develop, drawing on a meditation practice with five stages that direct kindness to ourselves, then to different kinds of people, and finally, to everyone in the world. The first stage, feeling kindness for ourselves, can be the most challenging. People tell me they love their families and give to others, but are very hard on themselves. We seek flaws in ourselves that we'd forgive in others, and measure ourselves against an imaginary standard we can never reach. Socially isolated or locked down, we can find we're alone with someone we don't like. Ourselves. For Buddhism, it isn't selfish to regard ourselves with kindness. Sensing our own value is a starting point for a happy life and supporting others. Imagine viewing yourself through the eyes of a friend who loves you, or a mother gazing on her only child and cherishing them as a unique being. We can love ourselves with all our faults, failures, and tummy flab. A pause to reflect, meditate or pray is also a chance to connect with our capacity to appreciate ourselves just as we are. That reflection can be a prayer. This is my time on earth. This is the only life I have. I am worthy of love and respect. So may I be well. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering.